Blog Talk Radio.
Giving glory, honor, and praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am yours truly, Pastor Hayward Wilson, and I am coming to you tonight from the Disciples of Christ Global Church Outreach. Out of the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and also by way of Blog Talk Radio with Agape Broadcast. And tonight, I come to you with words from the Tree of Life. And my topic tonight is, or will be, full in spirit. And my text is taken from the Holy Scripture of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 3. But before we go into the Word of God, let's go before the throne of grace and receive God's blessings upon this broadcast. Heavenly Father, I come before thee at this time. I come, Lord Father God, submitting my will to your will, Lord. Asking, Father, that your will be done broadcast tonight. I come, Lord, asking that you will anoint these lips of clay. Lord Father, speak through, Lord Father God, that you may be glorified. Oh, Lord, I do pray and ask, Father, that you let me be able to speak your word boldly with understanding, Lord, Father God. Lord, and I ask that you would give the people a ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, which is their heart. And, oh, Lord, I pray, Lord, that it would not become forgetful hearers of the word, but they would take it and apply it and become doers. according to your Holy Scripture, Lord. Father, I ask that you will bind every spirit that may come up against this broadcast tonight. Everything that is not like you, I ask you to bring it to naught. I ask you to bind all sense and powers and weaknesses in high places, Lord, that come to war against this broadcast. Do it for your glory and your praise. Father, I thank you and I praise you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Glory to God. Amen. Like I said, tonight I come to you with words from the tree of life. And like I said, my text will be taken from the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 3rd verse. And the Bible says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Let go unto us. I'd like you to take a look at the Beatitude. Amen. Tonight. And the viewpoint of the Beatitude. And the question will be asked by many. Who will be citizens of the kingdom of heaven? In other words, what is the character required of a citizen of the kingdom of heaven? Only those who have all the right qualities, which is described here in the Word of God, truly be citizens of the kingdom of heaven. But it is much evident that some may be poor in spirit, but they do not hunger and thirst after righteousness. They may be mindful of it, but they are not poor and pure in heart. And there may be some that are meek, but they are not peacemakers. And there are some that may be persecuted, but they're not for righteous sake. Amen. Yes, God will give grace to the poor in spirit. And he will uphold the proud. And he is most certainly give grace to the humble, according to James 4:5. Yes, he will meet the needs of the poor. For as he said in his word, he will not see the righteous forsaken, and neither will he see his seed begging bread. What I am saying to you tonight, my friend, that God, he will feed the hungry, and he will clothe the naked. Oh, yes, he will. And he will take care of you. Praise God. Just like he taking care of the sparrows of the field. They do not sow, neither they reap. They do not go out and work from 9 to 5. They do not pull for dinner time clock. But God meets the need. Oh, yes, he do. He meets the needs of his people. My God, all those that are humble, before him. Oh, that was a humility, a spirit of humility. Humble. He will meet the every need. This lady met the need of Elijah when they were going to run by Jezebel. God fed him at the brook from a raven to feed him. My God, my God, he will meet the need. Oh, yes, he will. He'll meet the need of those praying God that Holy Spirit. Yes, he met the need of those that was hunger. He fed them two little fish beside a little bread. 5,000, he said. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, hallelujah. God will meet your need when you're sick. He will come feel about you. Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Oh, when you're in prison, he will visit you. My God, he will meet your need, people. Yes, he will. He met your need for Paul and Saul when they were behind the prison wall. He saw an angel and he shake the prison gate. Praise God that they may walk out. Praise God. Even though they was incarcerated in the natural, but yet they were delivered in the spirit. My God, he was a deliverer. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. And he will meet the need of the poor and the downtrodden and cast away the poor in spirit. He was supposed to meet the need. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. He said he would. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. He met the needs of the Hebrew boys. Meshach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were going in the fire furnace. Hallelujah. He was in the midst with them. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, and he delivered them. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes. He's a great deliverer. He delivered the children of Israel. Hallelujah. When he brought them through the Red Sea. Yes, yes, hallelujah. He had the water to roll back like a curtain as he took them through and they walked through on dry land. My God, he met the need. Yes, he did. And he'll meet the need for you tonight, my friend. Yes, hallelujah. As Jesus told his disciples, even though you're a fooling spirit, yet the kingdom of heaven is yours. Hallelujah. Yes, for those who are fooling spirit, God will meet their needs. Hallelujah. And they are blessed by God. Hallelujah. All those that are fooling spirit. Yes, he will satisfy the fooling spirit. Yes, hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, God will save all those that are poor in spirit. Yes, yes, he will. Yes, and he will accept them into the kingdom of God. And he will clothe them, all the poor in spirit. Yes, with a robe of righteousness. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. And he will certainly hear their prayer when they cry. All those that are poor in spirit. He said, when the righteous cry, he will answer. Praise God. He will answer while we were still calling. Praise God. He answered Daniel. Praise God. Daniel fasted for 21 days, called upon the Lord. God answered his prayer the first day. But the prayer was held up in the second heaven, praise God, by the Prince of Persia. But God released it, gave us, and the archangels the new wall. And they came and praise God, they bind up the adversary and release the blessings of that. He'll release your blessings tonight. The devil may try to hold your blessings up in the second heaven. They might try to bind your you up, making you think that God's not going to meet your need. But I'm here to tell you tonight, my friend, God is a way maker. He opened doors that no man can close. He supplied and need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus with his people. Yes, yes, yes. Whatever your need may be, God will supply that need tonight. God is his sickness. God is he's a healer and he's a deliverer. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, hallelujah. This is Jesus abusing on the tree, on the cross, praise God, why nicotine to the church, having our peace upon us, finding his strength, we can cry out at night that we are healed, because God is a healer, he's a deliverer. Oh, yes, he is. He can take it from me. I know he's a healer, because he has healed me so many times before. And I know, praise God, that he is no respect of a person. Oh, my God, hallelujah. In meet the needs of his people, hallelujah. Oh, yes, he will, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, my God. So, tonight, whatever you stand in need of, you can call upon God. You may be poor in spirit, but praise God, you rich in mercy, because God is a merciful God, he's a loving God, and he's a caring God. And yes, yes, yes. He will meet the needs of the humble. Oh, yes, he will. If you humble yourself before the hands of the Almighty, he will exalt you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. He loves in the humble. But the pride he resists. Hallelujah. He can't stand the spirit of pride. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. But he loves a humble and a meek spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, 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 hallelujah. Although they were humbling themselves before him like a little child, he said, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. They're the same, hallelujah, to be the great ones in the kingdom of God. Yes, 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 hallelujah, glory to God. My God, my God. So, my friend, I encourage you tonight, humble yourself and take and put on that meek spirit and call upon the name of the Lord. For he said, hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. For when the poor in spirit call upon a meek prayer, he said, praise God, he will answer them. While they're yet calling, he will answer. Hey, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Well, I encourage you tonight. Call him, and I open up his prayer line, and I'm getting ready to open them up. Hallelujah. Call him with your prayer request. Praise God. Maybe you have a testimony to the glory of God. Yes, Lord, you can call in with your testimony. Praise God. Maybe the Lord may hear it laid on your heart some words of encouragement that you may like to share with the body of Christ, with all our listeners tonight. You can do so. Hallelujah. Praise God. As I come to the close of the Word of God tonight, and I'm getting ready to open up the prayer line, hallelujah. You can call in for prayer, hallelujah. Okay, what your prayer may be, and what you stand in need of, you can call upon the name of the Lord tonight, hallelujah. And watch God move, hallelujah, on your behalf. Yes, yes, yes. And as I open up the prayer line, I encourage you to call in. And the prayer line number is 516-453-9394. And that number again is 216-453-9394. Praise God. You can call in. Hallelujah. At this time. Praise God. Your prayer request. Yes. And we'll be glad to pray with you tonight. Glory to God. Believe God for you, whatever you stand in need of. If you call in, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. At this time, we'll play another song by anointed angel of God. Praise God. my friend. Yes, my friend. You are listening to the Agape Broadcast. Praise God over Blog Talk Radio. And praise God, prayer lines is open and you can call in. Praise God tonight with your prayer request. Hallelujah. And that prayer line number is 516-453-9394. And that number again is 516-453-9394. But you can call in with a prayer, with your prayer request. Praise God if you need prayer. I want you to know that you can call in. Whatever your problem may be, or whatever you have need of tonight, praise God, you may be seen for in spirit, but I want you to know that you are rich in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't care what type of your problem you may have, you may be one tonight. Praise God with an alcohol problem. Praise God. And you need help with your drinking. Praise God. Praise God. God, my God. You have went man and run to the many programs to seek deliverance. Praise God, but I want to introduce you tonight to a great deliverer, one I guarantee can deliver you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you come to him and submit your ways to him tonight and watch him deliver you and set you free from alcohol, man, God, my God. But maybe, hallelujah, you will. Entry tonight. Look like you're restless. You don't have any rest within. Praise God. You're anxious and praise God. You just feeling all fear. Praise God. Without any hope. Praise God. But you call tonight and watch God bless and heal. Hallelujah. Deliver. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can call God tonight. Praise God. Whatever your problem may be. I guarantee you, he's a problem solver. Yes, he is. He'll solve whatever problem you have. He's a healer and he's a deliverer. Yes, he is. He's a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Praise God. All you have to do is pick up that phone and call. Like I said, in the prayer line number is 516-453-9394. Praise God. And that number again is 516-453-9394. Praise God. Call in with your prayer request now. Call in. Let God bless you. Well, here's my dear sister. Praise God. I'm a man. Yes, yes, yes. Through it all. Praise God. In the 13th season, through it all. Praise God, my God, my God. Because he is the one that can bring it through. Yes. He can heal, he can deliver. Praise God. There's nothing too great for our God. Hallelujah. But you have the faith to call in. Praise God. Dear Lord and Spirit, you don't have to worry when the kingdom of heaven is yours. It's at your disposal right now. If you call in, hallelujah. You can call in right now, hallelujah. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Hallelujah. With your prayer request, hallelujah. You can call in. Call in. I encourage you to call in, hallelujah. And let the Lord bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's prayer line number is 516-4, praise God, 539394. And that number again is 516-453-9394. That you can call in with your prayer request. And I want you, Lord, bless. Yes, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, my friend. You can call in tonight. And you will get a prayer through. God will answer. Yes, he will. He will answer. Yes, yes. Call upon heaven. Knock on heaven doors. Tonight, God will answer. Yes. Yes, we will. Oh, yes, we will. My God, I know he will. Hallelujah. He's a prayer-answering God. I know because he answered my prayers so many times before. He even put the Jerry Seaver, praise God, with anointed woman of God.
Thank you.
Yes, someone needed tonight. Someone needed tonight. You can call on it. You can call on it. He's on a prayer way. Praise God. Praise God. And praise God, you can just pick up the phone and call in and get your prayer answered. Praise God. Yes, that phone number is 516-53-9394. Praise God. Yes, yes, yes. Next, the church, you said someone need him. Someone need him tonight. Praise God. He's just waiting for you to call. Touch the hem of his garment. Yes, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Okay, what your problem may be tonight? You may need a sense of direction. Praise God, you had a crossroad and don't know which way to go. But I want you to know that you can call upon God tonight, and he'll put you on the path where he calls straight. He'll put you on the right direction, Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Oh, no matter what. Maybe have you confused tonight and you don't know which way to turn. Call upon the Lord. Praise God. Watch him turn you in the pathway of righteousness. Put you on a road called faith. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. All you have to do, call upon the Lord tonight, my children. And watch him moving in the head. He said, his ears is open to the cry of his children. When we cry and call upon him, he will answer, and he'll answer speedily. Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. But you have to call him. You have to call him. And that number is 516-453-9394. And that number once more is 516-453-9394. And I also back to let you know, praise God, if you can't get through tonight on this prayer line, you can call me, Pastor Wilson, at any time. And my phone number is 267-216-4917. You can call that number 24/7 a day, any time of day or night. You can reach me, hallelujah, at 267-216-4917. You can call me, praise God, also at 215-475-9824. And that number is 215-475-9824. Praise God. You can call me and you're going to get my number. Just leave us your name and the message, and I'll get back with you as soon as I can. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But right now, you can call into this prayer line. That's 516-453-9394. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, right now, we're going to listen to another anointed song. Praise God. Know the name of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him.
I have
Yes, praise God. He's all we need. He's the one we need. He is the great I am. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, this is yours truly, Pastor Haywood Wilson, and coming to you through by Blog Talk Radio with a God-paid broadcast. But I want to let all our listeners know that you also can hear a God-paid broadcast over a God-paid broadcast station. Praise God, and the Disciple of Christ Global Church Outreach Ministry out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now go on, praise God, you can hear us, praise God, over Facebook, praise God, and you can hear us over Twitter, praise God, over Google, praise God, and you can get us also over Radio Garden. You can tune into us on Radio Garden also. Praise God. And all the web browsers such as, praise God, Chrome, Safari, Firefox, iTunes, all these, praise God, websites you can get a Agape broadcast 24/7 a day for your spiritual encouragement. Amen. Praise God. But tonight you can call in at the broadcast at this number. Praise God, 516-9394. And that number again is 516-453-9394. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Call in with your prayer request tonight. Why, God bless you. Oh, yes, yes. Yes, he was blessed. He was blessed. Telling you what I know. Telling you what I know. He'll bless you. All you have to do is have the courage to call in. Have the faith to call in. Watch God bless.
Do you give
a
miracle worker tonight?
Yes, he is. He's a miracle worker. He's a miracle worker. He's a miracle worker. I know he's probably worth a miracle in my life. And I know he can do the same for you. Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, yes, you are listening to Agape Broadcast over Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. And then I'm Pastor Heywood Wilson. And I'd like to let our listeners know that we have prayer and worship every Thursday night over the Sabbath of Christ conference room ministry. So if you'd like to be a part of our prayer and worship service on Thursday night, beginning at 7:00 p.m., you can give us a call, praise God, and we'll be more than happy to have you participate within our prayer and worship. Praise God and my wife and I. And that prayer and worship service begins at 7:00 on Thursday night. And if you'd like to be a part, you can give me a call at 267-216-4917. That number again is 267-216-4917. Or you can call me, praise God, at 215-475-9824. And that number is 215-475-98. Call me on that number, which is my Magic Jack number. And if you don't get me, you can leave your name and phone number and a message. Leave a message and I will get back with you. Praise God. And if you'd like to be a part of our prayer and worship, praise God service on Thursday night, I encourage you to give me a call. We'd like to hear from you. And be more than happy to have you to be a part. Amen. Of what the Lord is doing in our prayer and worship service. Praise God. I've been looking to hear from you. Praise God. And at this time, we're coming to the end of this broadcast. And so until next. This is Pastor Heywood Wilson saying, may God continue to bless and keep you until we come together again. Praise God. And I love you all in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Amen.